This is the WGXC Congressional Report. Stories about the New York 19 Congressional District from the past week and Representative John Faso and his Democratic counterpart Antonio Delgado and other candidates in the race to be the representative in New York's District 19.
The 538.com website currently reports that John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 89.2% of the time, the same as last week. 538.com also currently predicts Faso has a 40.2% chance of winning re-election, rating Democrat Antonio Delgado with a 59.8% chance of winning.
The Daily Freeman reports that actor Diane Neal will be on the ballot in the New York 19th congressional election November 6th. On October 11th, a state court of appeals denied a petition to appeal the previous attempt to keep Neal off the ballot by Rhinebeck resident Rima Liscombe. A lower court ruled that Neal's petitions for an independent line on the ballot lacked sufficient signatures. Neal may not have collected the proper signatures, but the appellate division agreed that she was not properly served notice of the deficiencies with her petitions. Neal said in a press release, "This is a win for those who are tired of power brokers shoving the two-party system down our throats. We surpassed the high number of signatures they required us to get, so they challenged that. Then they went to court to appeal our victory that got us on the ballot. There are no more obstacles they can throw at us. Today's a win for democracy," end quote. Neal was required to get the same number of signatures as other candidates. Incumbent Republican John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, Democrat Antonio Delgado, a Rhinebeck resident, and Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield of New Platts. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Logan Weiss is reporting for Columbia Green Media that a large crowd packed into the Kinderhook Elks Lodge October 13th for a town hall meeting held by Democrat Antonio Delgado, a candidate in the 19th congressional district race. The gathering was held in the hometown of Delgado's opponent, Republican U.S. Representative John Faso. For Delgado, it was his seventh town hall meeting of the campaign. Delgado was introduced by Peter Volkman, the village police chief in Chatham. He touted Delgado's educational background, his honest character, and the overall idea of how voting is part of American life. In his remarks, Delgado quipped about his background, quote, "You have probably heard about one of my jobs I had," unquote, he said, referencing Faso's political commercials denigrating the Democrats' former music career. His speech covered a range of issues, including inequality, Medicaid, Medicare, women's rights, and education. Delgado also took several shots at his opponent and critics, pointing out that Faso is not hosting any town halls. Questions from attendees concerned Medicare, the new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, water contamination in Hoosick Falls, prisons, the opioid epidemic, mental health, immigration, term limits, and climate change. The general election is November 6th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eliza Collins reports in USA Today that former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is hitting the road to campaign for Representative John Faso and other Republicans. Faso, the incumbent Republican from Kinderhook, does not have any events listed on his public schedule webpage, but the newspaper says Ryan starts his campaign swing October 15th. Quote, "The speaker knows that every Republican he is joining on the trail during this final sprint would offer better ideas than their Democratic opponents," unquote, said Kevin Seifert, executive director of Ryan's political operation. Faso is in a close race for re-election with Democrat Antonio Delgado. Read the full story in USA Today.
David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times-Union that Democrat Antonio Delgado raised far more money for his campaign in the past 3 months than his Republican opponent, incumbent John Faso. Delgado from Rhinebeck raised $3.35 million in contributions, while Faso from Kinderhook brought in $977,617. According to federal election filings, Delgado has $1.75 million to spend before Election Day, and Faso has $1.4 million. Chris Martin, the regional press secretary for the National Republican Campaign Committee, admitted that Democrats, and I quote, "are energized," end quote, but said, and I quote, "at the end of the day, these are Republican districts," end quote. But a Democratic strategist disagreed. Evan Stavinsky said, and I quote, "A lot of people talk about a blue wave, but there has also been a green wave. It's been absolutely a story of the election." For Faso, 66.7% of his donations came from individuals rather than political action committees. Delgado raised 94.2% from individuals. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Matthew Nancy reports at the fray that the four debates between Republican incumbent John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado begin this week. The two will discuss issues in the 19th Congressional District election on Friday, October 19th at 1 p.m., hosted by WMHT. On Monday, October 22nd at 1 p.m., hosted by WAMC. On Tuesday, October 23rd at 7:30 p.m., at the Woodstock Playhouse, hosted by Spectrum News, and Monday, October 29th at 7 p.m., at SUNY Sullivan, hosted by the Times Herald Record. Faso and actor and independent candidate Diane Neal and the Green Party's Steve Greenfield discuss issues October 16th at a forum in Delaware County at the Walton Theater that Delgado could not attend. Read the full story at the fray.
On Saturday, October 13th, Democrat Antonio Delgado was in Avril Park speaking to potential voters ahead of the November 6th election, where he's trying to unseat incumbent Republican John Faso from Kinderhook. WOOCLP, our partner station in Troy, recorded these Delgado remarks.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Are you
WOOC Radio in Troy?
Okay, thank you.
All right. WOCC Radio in Troy.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
I wonder if you could talk about the media representation of you coming from the Faso campaign. What's really behind this whole thing about you and hip-hop?
The question was about the media representation of me, and in particular, my time as a hip-hop artist determined to help young people get more civically engaged. To be clear, the mission behind my music was always upliftment. It was always positive. It was always about trying to make sure young people felt inspired to highlight issues that they felt weren't being talked about, whether it was income inequality, whether it was wealth disparity, or a broken system not responding to a lot of people at all. Climate change also, bless you. Climate change was also something that I spoke about in 2006. For those who don't know, the Washington Post recently said that my lyrics were wonky. Let that sink in. Wonky. So my point is that when you deal with art and you pull words deliberately out of context for your own purpose, it's very easy to paint a picture that can generate divisiveness, and it's a nasty, cruel, an ugly way to campaign. And it is a distraction and it is a disservice to the folks who need and deserve better. And you better believe that in me you got somebody who will stand up for what I did then, because what I did then is what I'm doing now, which is speaking truth to power. Yeah. That is what I'm doing. And I can't tell you how moved I am by the support. Whether it was the 18 clergy members who came out and wrote a letter calling Faso to shame, or whether it was the local papers and national papers who made it clear, as the Washington Post did, the ads are grossly misleading, or whether it was Dr. Benjamin, a good friend of John Faso, who personally called me to apologize for the ads, or whether it was John Faso's predecessor, Chris Gibson, who went on record saying he regrets the tone of the ads. At every turn, across party lines, people are stepping up and saying, this can't be tolerated. Where is John Faso on this? Why can't he step up and say, we can do better?
Yeah.